Hello, Grinders, and welcome back to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the games for you guys. It's a nice Friday slate. Really like Friday slates. It's, 14 games. We just have the Cubs and Twins games that won't be on the slate, but you guys know why I like the Friday games. It gives you a nice mix of tournaments, cash games. Don't have to worry about ownership as much. It doesn't feel like the 2v2, 3v3 swaps and cash games like some days, so it should be a fun day overall. Really excited here to break down the games for you guys and, kind of dive into it. And we'll start it off really quick right here. Let's go with Nationals Phillies first game up, 9 total. We got Eric Fetty and Nick Pivetta, and this is a game that I think is pretty interesting. Nick Pivetta is one that I'm looking at a little bit as an interesting tournament option. First look at like Pivetta, you kind of think to yourself, well, is Pivetta the guy? Like, against this offense, it's not a fun offense to target, right? But Pivetta has been really good this year. The xFIP's at 3.43, K percentage at 28.6%. I mean, he's been really phenomenal this season. Sure, he's had his struggles with lefties, the WOBA at 347, but the ISO is down at 156. He's definitely limited a ton of power. He's done a pretty good job this season. I really think Pivetta is an interesting tournament option. The only issue I have a little bit with Pivetta here is the price, right? If you look, 9.5K on DraftKings, FanDuel 8.6, and then 18.9 on Fantasy Draft. I think the price is fair, right? I wish it was like in that 8K range or so, but I still think it's fine. I still think we can end up, getting away with it. We can totally do it with that price, but I just wish it was a little cheaper, right? I'm always looking for a bargain, but I think he's perfectly fine. He's more of a tournament play than a cash game play for me specifically, but I think he's certainly in play. There is going to be some upside here with this Nationals lineup. They're a good team and all, but the strikeout upside that Pivetta's had throughout the season, it can't go ignored. He's been too good. Let's talk about the opposite side. We'll talk about Fetty and what we want to do there. I think targeting some of these Philly bats is fine. Fetty's been good though, 3.70 xFIP. The K percentage is down though, not really doing well in that department, so there's not really a case I think to play him because there's just not enough strikeout upside. His ground balls are good though at 54.7%, but I do think we could target some of these hitters here. I mean, if you look, the WOBA is at 354, 325 between both sides of the plates. The ISO against lefties though is 220. I think with some of these lefties, we can really attack Fetty and have our way. And this is a good stadium too for hitters in Philadelphia. This could obviously be a problem for him. So I like, maybe taking some guys as one-offs, right? A Cesar Hernandez, an Odubel Herrera, Carlos Santana, Nick Williams. Just kind of take those lefties as one-offs and really call it a day. Don't want to go too crazy. Don't think this is a game that I love, loading up on bats on. More so like a guy like Pivetta and then maybe taking some one-offs on the Phillies. And unfortunately, won't be playing too many Nationals today. Just not the right spot, not the right slate for them. Next game up, we got the Los Angeles Angels, the Baltimore Orioles. This is a 10 total, one of the higher totals on the slate. We got Felix Pena against David Hess, and I can tell you right now, we are not looking at the pitchers here. This is going to be a game where it's all the offense. We really want to get some exposure to these guys here. Think about it, the way Hess has been, 6.15 xFIP, the K percentage at 13.3%, walk rates at 9.4. This is a spot to definitely be targeting these guys. And, my first thing is looking at the CX WOBA to see who can really crush him here. And it's like, Mike Trout and Justin Upton. Looking at the plate IQ here, they're obvious guys that would probably be good here. But just looking at the plate IQ, it obviously, matches up and says, hey, this is a good spot to target. We need to load up against him. He is probably going to get crushed. So I really like just going with those main guys in the Angels, like a Kinsler, Pujols. With Otani not in that lineup, this team is definitely not as good, which is kind of unfortunate, right? It's not the team that that we saw in the past, but Trout and Upton, they are two of the top plays you can argue on this slate. I mean, Pujols and Kinsler are solid values too. The Angel stack is one of the best stacks of the day. On top of that, look at the plate IQ ratings. Mike Trout, Justin Upton, they're 1 and 2 in our Roto Grinders premium plate IQ ratings, and for good reason, right? This is just such a good spot for these guys. So don't miss out on these bats. It's going to be 91 degrees at this game. It's just a small ballpark too, going from the LA Park to the Baltimore. This is a great spot for Angels bats. Don't miss out on them. They're one of my favorite stacks of the day. So I'm assuming other people will be on them too, but we'll see if they're able to fit them in there, because when you put in those big bats, it's really tough to get the good top end pitchers, and I feel like people are going to gravitate that way today. So it's an interesting slate all around. Again, Friday slates are always fun, and I think people are going to want to prioritize a guy like a Jacob Jacob deGrom today, who we'll get to. But Angel Stack is one that I'm definitely going to prioritize in my tournaments and try to be overweight on the field with, and try and mix and match some of these guys in my cash games. Even a Luis Valbuena, I might try to take some shots on him. I think he's a pretty solid option, too, at the bottom of the order. The bottom of the order is kind of ugly right now, but Cole Calhoun's figured out his swing a little bit, so maybe take a shot on him or so. But yeah, this Angels bottom of the order is not what it used to be with taking Ohtani out of the lineup and Cozart. Next team up, let's talk about the Orioles a little bit here. And they have a nice total today, 4.55, going against Felix Pena. He's someone that I think we could target a little bit. He hasn't pitched a ton this year. The problem is the sample is small. So let's see. I don't know if he has a sample with last year, but let's check. Last season, yeah. So if you put last season's numbers, 106 plate appearances against righties and 104 against lefties. So that's enough to, I guess, you know, look at the data a little bit. I wish we had more sample, but this is all we got right here. So 4.82 xFIP. He had a K percentage at 24.3%. The walk rate's at 10.5%. And then, the WOBA is about 360 against both these guys, above almost 200 on both of them, 283 against righties, 1095 against lefties. I mean, Pena's definitely had his struggles and can get hit here. So I'm looking at maybe Colby Rasmus at the top. I think he looks like a really interesting value play that you can get in your cash games that I would definitely be considering. Manny Machado, if you have the money for him, go for it. I just don't know if he's a guy that I'm prioritizing to spend on. If he fits, sure. I'm never going to argue against Manny Machado, but just don't think you prioritize him today. Adam Jones, I think he's perfectly fine. I know Chris Davis has been hitting the ball a lot better, but I don't know if I can end up pulling the trigger on it. I think it's a conversation to have, and when you're making your cash game player pool where he's cheap, you still consider him, especially in this spot, but I don't really want to pull the trigger that much. And with all the righty struggles that have been going on here with Pena, he just seems like he's giving a lot of power up to righties. I think this could be a great spot for a Trey Mancini home run. I like his possibility to hit one out today as a little bit of a value. So Orioles stack is certainly in play, and I don't say that often. I think they're fine, but not one of my favorite stacks. And I think that you can get some value here in your cash games. That's pretty good. And it could be a nice little cheaper stack in tournaments too, possibly. Next game up, Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, 9.5 total here. We have Eduardo Rodriguez and CC Sabathia. And first look at this game, I was pretty shocked to see Eduardo Rodriguez as not being the favorite. I kind of just assumed he would be the favorite. And then when I saw it, I was like, whoa, like CC's a -120 favorite. And I guess that's just giving respect to this Yankees bats. And I can see, CC hasn't been, awful this year. He's still found a way to get it done, right? Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do here. It's one of those things where I just think Eduardo Rodriguez is strictly a tournament play. You can't play him in cash. I understand the SP2 prices aren't the best on this slate. There's not like an SP2 that I've fallen in love with for a cheap price yet. So I'm kind of like trying to figure out what I want to do with SP2 still. And one of the things that I'm thinking is Eduardo Rodriguez was in the conversation, but the problem is it's the Yankees, right? Like he normally would be in the conversation on these type of slates, but this is a tough offense. It's in a tough park. It's gonna be 90 degrees, wind blowing out 10 miles an hour. It's strictly tournaments. If you think these bats are gonna swing and miss, then go for it. But I'm too scared to do it in my cash games, and in tournaments I'm a little scared too. I would like to see what the umpire is, but even that might not even be able to bail him out, because again, this Yankees offense is really, really talented. Let's talk about CC Sabathia now. I do think this is a spot we can take advantage of him. It's a lefty, right? We got Mookie Betts and JD Martinez both having the right side of the plate where they can just absolutely crush CC. I like paying up for those guys. They're really good options on the day slate. I would pay up for Trout over him, but still, I think he's those guys are two really good options. And the Red Sox stack, of course, it's certainly fine. It's in play. It's just expensive, right? So if you're going to pay up for this Red Sox stack, I don't know how you're getting these other expensive pitchers, right? So that's kind of one of the things that we'll get to, we'll talk about. I'm very curious how it's all going to kind of go down with paying up for the bats versus paying for the pitchers today. Last thing to note in this game, it's a good game to get cash game exposure to if you can. Just try and find the value where you can. Maybe if Greg Bird gets a jump bump in the lineup, he's been cheap. Eduardo Nunez, maybe. But you're going to have to pay for these guys if you want them in your cash games. Let's move on to the next one. We have the Detroit Tigers, the Toronto Blue Jays. This is a 9 total. And we have Francisco Liriano against Marcus Stroman. This is going to be Stroman's second game back from injury, and he did perfectly fine against the Angels, 5 innings pitch, 5 strikeouts, got all of his ground balls, had only 81 pitches too. I actually think this is a pretty good spot for Stroman. I kind of want to know what the pitch count's possibly going to be, because 81, I'm guessing it gets bumped like to 90. If it's not the case, that's great, especially for 6,300. I think he's a really interesting play. The Tigers have been really bad against righties this season. I think he's a nice tournament option. Cash games, again, there's some other guys we'll talk about. There's not like a clear cut that I'm in love with. I don't know. Maybe other people are going to fall in love because, again, the projections are showing that. But I think Stroman's interesting. I think you could even consider him in cash games today. I don't know if I would pull the trigger exactly, but I think he's in, like, the player pool conversation. I think he's a good term and option that you want to be considering. So Tigers have been really bad against righties this year, so I think this is a really good spot for Stroman. And, you know, one thing that you don't have to worry about with a guy like Stroman, since he's such a ground ball pitcher, sure, the strikeouts aren't going to be there as much, but his pitch count doesn't get destroyed as much with being a ground ball pitcher. He tries to get him, you know, get himself out of innings quicker with that ground balls that he throws, so I like Stroman a little bit here. On the opposite side, Francisco Liriano, he is a guy that I will not be playing. I will be targeting a little bit here with Teoscar Hernandez. Love him in this spot. Think he's a really good play. We can get him for a good price. Fire away. I think he's perfectly fine. Justin Smoke, you know, he's someone that I do think is certainly interesting today. It's a good spot. I can't complain on him. And then Solarte, he's fine. Morales, I mean, most of these righties here, right? These guys are good at hitting, you know, lefties. But I like kind of like the guys at the top, the Hernandez and the Smokes. Those are like the main two guys that I really love here on the Blue Jays today. Also wanted to note Stroman's price. It's 6-2 on FanDuel. It's 6-3 on DraftKings. And Fantasy Draft, he has 13.1K, so that's the discount that you get on him. It's this is a guy we used to pay 10K for back in the day, so yeah, and he looked good the last start against the Angels, so yeah, I think that's a really interesting spot for him. No Tigers bats for me on this slate. Let's go to the next one. Let's talk about the main pitcher of the night, the guy that everyone's going to want to be all over. It's Jacob deGrom. It's the New York Mets, the Miami Marlins, 7 total here with Sandy Alcantara and Jacob DeGrom going with each other, and it's all DeGrom all day here. I have to like him. I think he's going to DeGrominate. He's the guy that you're going to want, I think. He's expensive, though. That's kind of one of the problems about it. Can you spend on him? 11.7K on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's 13.6, and again, this is really pricey for him, and then 26.7K on Fantasy Draft, and for good reason, right? It's also in Miami, good pitcher's park. It's a phenomenal spot for him, so I like him a lot. If you can spend the money on him, go for it. I'm going to try my best to spend my money on him, but it always depends on your overall roster construction, right? So we'll have to kind of see how it shapes up, but I think he's one of the better plays on the slate today. Let's talk about Sandy Alcantara. I do think this is a guy that we could target up a little bit if you want with the lefties, but it's not one of my favorite spots in the slate. New York Mets bats are not ones I go crazy with, so no need to really go out of control rostering these guys. If you look at the numbers on him, again, very small sample here so far. Let's see. Yeah, that's for the last two seasons, so we can't even really, doesn't even really count because we don't have any data on him this season. So, but he's had his struggles, right? The xFIP's around like 4.3, you know, definitely giving up a ton of damage with the bull, but it's just, this is a guy I think we can target with lefties here and there, right? A guy like Brandon Nimmo, who's been absolutely crushing the ball. I heard a stat on his WOBA this year, I think it was. I don't have it up in front of me right now, but it was a really good this season. I mean, it's one of those things where you watch as a fan and you know he's been good, but when you see the numbers, you're like in awe. It's just been pretty phenomenal, the type of year that he's been having. So I think he's a perfectly fine guy to go with. Maybe a Conforto, but I'm not going to go crazy with these guys. If anyone, it's probably Nimmo. His price is 3K on FanDuel, 4.6K on DraftKings, and then Fantasy Draft, 8.9K. So, yeah, I like him more on FanDuel. I think it's just like a really nice discount on him. So, yeah, over there, it's perfectly fine. But that's enough to talk about this game. I just want to kind of say again, Jacob deGrom, really good play today. You don't want to miss out on him. You want to be overweight in tournaments and in cash games. You want to try and prioritize him if you can, but it's definitely not going to be the easiest because of the price. Next game up, Milwaukee Brewers, Cincinnati Reds, 10 total. And we have Chase Anderson and Sal Romano. And, you know, first thought on this game is, man, when the Milwaukee Brewers play the Cincinnati Reds, what happens? The game normally goes wild. It's normally a lot of runs scored, a lot of home runs. These are two small ballparks. It's in Cincinnati. It's going to be 90 degrees. This is a spot where a lot of home runs are hit. I believe it's like the second most home runs are hit in this park. Just a reason to load up on this game, right? I love this spot. I think it's a great game stack. If you're, you know, not many people are going to game stack this game today. So, you know, people will play the Brewers side, people will play the Red side. How many are actually going to game stack the game up on a 15 or 14 game slate with so many different spots to go to? So, if you're playing tournaments, make sure you get a game stack of this game. It's a fantastic spot. Load up on it. Like all the sides, let's talk about some of the bats I like. Eric Thames, he's expensive, but he's a really good play. Perfectly fine guy to pay for. It's definitely going to be a good spot here against Romano. Ryan Braun, he's really just too cheap on FanDuel specifically. They have him way too underpriced, so don't miss out on that price tag on him. He's a guy that you definitely want to get some exposure to today. Also, Fantasy Draft, he's a little cheap at 8K. Same with Travis Shaw. He's got a nice 8.1K price tag over there. 4.1 is nice on Shaw, too. 3.5 on FanDuel. It's still a discount from what we see him at. We normally see him at, like, that 3.8. That's when I kind of get, like, annoyed with playing him. But when he's in this price is when I kind of like to jump on. So I'm thinking of jumping on Travis Shaw. I know Christian Yelich got hurt yesterday, so I believe we think Keon Broxton's going to be in there. So if you need that in your stack and it provides a little value, sure, you can go for it. That's perfectly fine. That Brewers at bottom of the lineup, they definitely provide some value between Broxton, VR, Pena, and Arcia. So if you're jamming some of those more expensive guys like a Jesus Aguiar too, who I didn't talk about, but he's probably my least favorite of those three at the top. He can certainly hit a home run out though. He's a really good option, but he's pricey and I'd rather go to Thames. But overall, you might have to mix in some of these guys at the bottom of the lineup just to kind of help you get in like a good pitcher if you're trying to do that. Let's talk about the Reds a little bit. Scott Schebler at the top. I love what they did with their lineup, going with like these lefty heavy guys against the righties. So like Schebler, Barnhart, Votto, Jeanette, it's definitely been pretty good for them, and I'm sure it'll be pretty good today as well. I think that, you know, you can go with Schebler if you want. You know, kind of the best way I would stack this thing up would be looking at like the, honestly, just like the 137. I'd probably just anything but Billy Hamilton. Billy Hamilton's just been so bad. So, yeah, I think that's the way I would really look at this team. Is anyone in the 137 is perfectly in play. There's some decent value here with Tucker Barnhart in your cash games. And then even Winker is perfectly fine today. You know, he had a home run yesterday, so don't expect it again. But, yeah, he's an okay option, I guess. Just some of these guys are getting really expensive on the Reds. So if you can make it work, sure, certainly fine. It's one of those game stack situations for me, though, I think is the best way to do this. Because, again, if you game stack this game up, it's going to be tough to get some really good pitchers. So you're going to have to rely on those cheap pitching options. Next game up, Houston Astros, Tampa Bay Rays, 7 total here. We have Gerrit Cole and Wilmer Font, and this is a 7 total, and I think Gerrit Cole is perfectly in play. He's definitely actually one of the, you know, one of the better pitching options on this slate that we need to be considering. I'm more on Team DeGrom right now. If you force me to pick, if you force my hand, that's who I'm going with, but I still think Gerrit Cole's a really good option. He's another guy, if you want to get overweight on someone at the top, I think he's a good guy to get overweight on. Price is 11.5 on FanDuel, 13K on DraftKings, and 24.8K on Fantasy Draft. Definitely think he is a guy that you can get some exposure to. Could be a nice pivot off of DeGrom ownership-wise, though, because I think DeGrom is going to gain the ownership on this slate. I personally won't be playing any bats on the Rays side of the ball. I will pass on all those guys. On the opposite side, the Rays are obviously going to be doing their, their bullpen game type thing. Wilmer Font's in there, and then he'll probably come out after a couple innings, and someone else will come in. I just don't like this ballpark that much in Tampa Bay. Not the greatest park for hitters, with it being hot everywhere, too. It's an indoor dome. I'm just kind of staying away from the Astros today. Just don't think we need to pay these prices on them. So I'm going to cross this game off for the most part, unless you're playing Gerrit Cole. Next game up, Chicago White Sox, Texas Rangers, 10.5 total. And we have Dylan Covey. I don't know if it's the good Dylan Covey, the bad Dylan Covey, but he's been good so far this year. Going against Giovanni Gallardo. This is a spot where there should be tons of bats flying. It's going to be, what, 98 degrees? Even though we saw the Padres prove to us that, hitting in 100 degrees doesn't make you better hitters. Well, the White Sox are coming to town, and now they're going to try and see if they can prove that going into hot weather makes you better hitters. Because White Sox and Padres, they're pretty similar teams, right? They're really not good against right-handed pitching, and they can crush left-handed pitching with some power. The White Sox are definitely a little better at it, though, than the Padres, for sure. But I'll be taking shots again on these White Sox bats. They're going to be cheap again. They're going to be bats you want to get some exposure to, so let's start talking about them here against Gallardo. Moncada's got a good price. We'll go FanDuel first. Moncada, 3-3, perfectly fine play. I like that price on him. It still feels like a nice little value here against Gallardo. Garcia, 2.4, is really cheap. He should be back in the lineup there. He's going to be a good play. Jose Abreu at 3-3 feels way too cheap here, even though it's a righty. I get it. If it was against a lefty, man, that price would probably be higher, but against a righty, that's still a nice price on him. Polka is 2.6K. That's a nice little value. Even Matt Davidson, 2.8. I mean, I like a lot of these guys' prices. Lurie Garcia at 2.2 is a nice price. I just think a lot of these guys are really cheap, and one of the better, cheaper stacks you can mess around with today on the slate. Let's look at the DraftKings prices now on that. And Moncada, he's up at 4.5. Definitely more expensive than the FanDuel price. Garcia, 3.6 is fine. Abreu, 4.3 is still solid. Polka, 3.7 is a pretty solid price tag. So I like the FanDuel prices a little more than the DraftKings, but the DraftKings ones are fine. And then Fantasy Draft, let's check that out. We get Garcia, 7.3. Abreu, 8K. Really nice price on him there. Definitely think he's probably one of the better ones. And Matt Davidson 7-3 is nice too. So yeah, overall, really solid prices all around in the industry on these White Sox, and we're gonna want to get some exposure to them today. Guerrero, he's not a good pitcher. He's definitely had his struggles, throughout his career, and he's definitely on the downswing, so we're going to want to target him for sure. Let's talk about Covey a little bit because, this is a guy that he's been solid so far. Let's just look at this season's numbers. 4.24 xFIP, the K percentage at 18.7%, walk rate at 10.4, ground balls are at 60%. Woba 233 against righties. The ISO is at 0.079, and then the ISO is 0.063 against lefties, and then the Woba at 325. I don't expect that to all continue, but he's been really good. He's pitching a lot better. He's changed up the way he throws his pitches, which has helped him out a ton. I don't want to talk about what we're going to do with him here. With this hot Texas weather, I've been targeting Covey earlier on. I was targeting him a lot the first couple games. Then I started staying away, and it's ended up working out staying away. But the question now is, what do we do in this hot Texas weather? I still think we can fire away on some of these guys. Texas has some really good left-handed bats. Like, you look at Sin Choo Choo. The problem is these guys are expensive, right? Like, I'm not paying 5.2K for Sin Choo Choo. There's better guys I can pay for. Like, I don't know what Mookie Betts and JD's prices on DraftKings. Let's go check real quick. Okay, they're in the 6K range. But I'm sure in this price range, there are better plays than, Sin Choo Choo at 5.2K. But he is a really good play today. I do like him. So I don't want to overlook that. He's like, played IQ rating, I think he's like the third best play on the slate. So if you have the money for him, I get it. But I just think there's better guys I could pay for. I'd rather find the $800 for Trout or something. But yeah, Mazzaro's 4.6. Odor, 4.1. He's another lefty I like. He'll be in that 5-hole. Adrian Beltre's perfectly fine at 4.1K. I mean, all these guys are priced up nicely. I kind of like what DraftKings did, pricing these guys up the right way. Let's look at FanDuel a little bit here. Odor, 2.8. Still too cheap on him. I think he's a perfectly good play. Adrian Beltre, 3.5. That's an okay price. But yeah, I think there's other third baseman I'd rather play. Like, I'd rather pivot to Travis Shaw. Mazzara, 3.3. That's too cheap on Mazzara. He seems like a guy I might get some cash game exposure to. Gallo's 2.8, depending on his lineup spot. If he's in the 8-hole, I don't like it as much, but if he moves up, I think that could be a really interesting spot for him. There's just some nice guys here in that, like, high 2K, mid 3.5K range for the Rangers. That I think are going to be interesting over on FanDuel. And then let's look at Fantasy Draft. Guys are priced up for sure. Not a ton of value here. It's similar to DraftKings pricing. And yeah, I kind of like what they did here. It makes it harder to get a Texas stack in. So yeah, but think they're in a good spot against Covey. 5.62 implied total. Hot weather out there. It's definitely, Vegas is in agreement with us that this is a good spot for the Rangers bats. Let's move on to the next game. Obviously, that last game was a great game to get some cash game exposure too, so guys, don't miss out on that, and obviously a good spot for tournaments. But Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, 8.5 total here. Julio Teheran, Miles Mikolas, and man, Miles Mikolas, he's a good pitcher, but he doesn't have a ton of upside going to a team that doesn't get a ton of strikeouts. I'll probably just stay away from Mikolas here, and I'll stay away from the Braves offense. I'll probably just cross both off of my list today. Don't think it's too necessary to go to. On the opposite side, Julio Teheran, he's, been up and down this season. I think you can go with the Cardinals stack if you really wanted to, but I just don't think it's the right slate and there's better spots. So this is like a really good game I'm just going to kind of cross off, but I will agree, like, it is 93 degrees outside, right? That's obviously good hitting weather. So I don't want to overlook it completely. So I think maybe the Cardinals offense is in play, but I don't love it. And overall, don't love this game as a whole. So I kind of want to go on to the next one. Trying to just be short and sweet. You got to kind of kick out some games sometimes, guys. And this is one I just don't love a ton. If you like the Cardinals stack, though, I get it. Go for it. But I just think that playing Mikolas or Teheran or the Braves offense is kind of a mistake. And if you like the Cardinals offense, go for it. But I think there's better stacks on the slate. But the hot weather is there and obviously going to be good for good hitting weather. So that's something I never like to overlook. Next game up, San Francisco Giants, Arizona Diamondbacks, 7.5 total here. We have Andrew Suarez and Patrick Corbin. And I really like Corbin here. I think he's a really nice SP2 option. Just the question is, do you have the money to spend an SP2 on that much? Can you spend that much for him? I don't know. It's a tough price. If you look on Fantasy Draft, 2.31K, 11.9K on DraftKings, and then on FanDuel, 9.6K. If you could double pay up a pitcher, I get it, but it's probably going to be difficult to do. You could probably make him your SP1 if you don't like DeGrom. I think he's a perfectly fine play against the Giants. I think he's good, but not one of my favorite options. Good tournament pivot, right? Because there is strikeout upside for him with that slider that he throws. So overall, I think he's a good term and option. Good cash game one, too. It's just the problem is it's really tough to fit him in. He's kind of expensive on this slate. So maybe overall, really good term and pivot the more I've talked through it. But I like him a lot. I think there could be a really good spot for him against the Giants here. If you want to play on the opposite side, like a McCutcheon where he's cheap, I don't know if he still has a nice price tag. Yeah, like 3.7K, I would get it because, he's a really good righty. And, on DraftKings, that's just a really nice price tag. And the Giants get nice price tags sometimes, but I wouldn't go too crazy with any Giant bats. On the opposite side against Suarez, some of these Diamondback bats are interesting. Nick on Med specifically, if he's batting second for the cheap price tag at 2.6 on FanDuel, 3.3 on DraftKings, and 6.4 on Fantasy Draft. Really like him. Think he's interesting. John Ryan Murphy, he's another righty if he's in the cleanup spot. I think he's a really nice catcher option on the slate. And then if you can afford Goldschmidt, sure, but I think there's better pay-up options on the slate today. So overall, I just think I'm mainly looking at Ahmed and John Ryan Murphy as some value to mix and match throughout my lineups and kind of call it a day. Maybe do a three-man stack and throw Goldschmidt in there if you want, but not going too crazy with Arizona. Not one of my favorite teams on the slate, just decent value there. Next game up, it's a pretty easy one to talk about. Cleveland Indians, Oakland Athletics, 8 total here, and it's Trevor Bauer against Paul Blackburn. I get it. Trevor Bauer's been really good this year. Totally phenomenal. I'm not paying this price tag for him, though. He costs more than Jacob deGrom on FanDuel. He's 300 less than Jacob deGrom on DraftKings, and he is really expensive still on Fantasy Draft at 25.7K. I'm in a pass on Trevor Bauer. I'll play deGrom instead. If you think it's a great tournament pivot, sure, go to him. I don't care. Not for me. I'm not doing it. DeGrom is a way better pitcher. He's in a way better matchup. I'm just going to go with that. There's obviously risk against the Oakland Athletics. Sure, the Oakland Athletics can strike out a ton. I get it. They can have their issues at times, but this lineup can be scary. I'm going to stay away. No need to be playing Trevor Bauer here. On the opposite side, Indians have been not so good on the road. I'm going to cross them off too. No need to play Paul Blackburn. No need to play the Indians. I just think this is one of the better cross-off games on the slate, and we can move on from there because there's just better options. And overall, it's not like there's, it's not like this is a small slate, right? A 4-game slate, and it's like, okay, game theory, no one's going to own them, yada, yada, yada. This is a big slate, and there's a lot of different ways to go today. So I will pass on that. Next one up, Kansas City Royals, Seattle Mariners. This is an 8 total here with Ian Kennedy against Marco Gonzalez. And Marco Gonzalez, I think he's a pretty interesting SP2 to consider. The problem is the strikeout upside against the Royals, right? It's not really there. That's the one thing I have a little bit of worries about, but this is a good ballpark, obviously, for pitchers. So I think he's certainly in play, someone that you can consider. If you look at the numbers this year, 3.53 xFIP, the K percentage only at 21%, but a 5% walk rate. And he's not getting hit hard. The ISO against both sides of the plate is above 150. The WOBA is around 321 against righties and 296 against lefties. He's been perfectly fine. If you want to take a shot on him because he's cheap, I wouldn't hate it. 7.3 on FanDuel. He is 7.8K on DraftKings and 15.3K on Fantasy Draft. I wouldn't hate it in tournaments, but not my favorite play. Royals, though, I expect to definitely have their struggles here. So, yeah, I think this is no Royals for me and just Marco Gonzalez on the opposite side. Ian Kennedy, flyball pitcher in Seattle. I think you can go with guys like Nelson Cruz, Mitch Haniger, some of these power bats. I think they're perfectly fine. Could be a sneaky stack, but again, it's in Seattle, not my favorite spot, but no one's going to own them, so I get it if you want to do that, but not something I love in cash games, more of like a tournament play if you want to stack up those power bats and hope we get the Ian Kennedy blow-up game because he's a flyball pitcher that has a lot of struggles. That's perfectly fine, but again, this is a ballpark that can, kind of play into Ian Kennedy at times with these, with these better parks for, pitchers rather than the hitters. Let's go to the next game. We have the Colorado Rockies, the Los Angeles Dodgers, 7.5 total here, and we have Rich Hill against Tyler Anderson. And, all the models love Rich Hill today, right? I totally get why they like Rich Hill. If you look at the year sample, whatever you want to look at, Rich Hill, he's a perfectly good pitcher. He's been phenomenal, right? But the problem with Rich Hill is, I don't know what his pitch count's going to be. The last two starts, he had 89 and 90 pitch count. I don't know if that blister is going to swell up. I don't know what's going to happen with him. I don't know if Dave Roberts is going to pull him. There's so many different factors that go into it. His price is great, though. We'll talk about his price. 7.4K on FanDuel, 7.7 on DraftKings, 15.8K on Fantasy Draft. Love those prices. I think it's phenomenal. He's going against the Colorado Rockies. They struggle on the road, right? They're not as good on the road. This is a good spot to obviously target it. I just don't know what to do with it. I do think that people are going to grab it. Like, there are going to be people that gravitate to the models and say, look what Rich Hill, look what Rich Hill's projection is on this site everywhere. Although they're all going to like him. I think it's going to be something that people consider. But I'm just torn. I think it's a spot where if I end up playing Rich Hill, And there's a slight chance I do. It's going to take a lot of the day for me to get talked onto it. I don't know if there's like a pitch count that's secure on him or anything that, you know, maybe he's already guaranteed 100 pitches or something, but I don't think that's the case. There's just a lot of like, there's a lot of outs for Rich Hill to struggle. Like, first of all, there, like I said, the blister is one. The Dave Roberts is two. We never know his pitch count. That also plays into it. There's a lot of things that can go into Rich Hill. You know, sometimes he can blow up, right? There's a chance he gets hit hard. Like, there's just so many different outs for him to struggle. That or even just get pulled out of the game early, just so many routes where he could just not do well. So I'm kind of just talking in circles, but it's because I'm very concerned. I really just don't understand why, because I looked at the projections on him and I was totally confused why he's projected so high. I mean, I get it because it's a projection model, but man, it's like, can we temper our expectations here? Because there's definitely some worry here with Rich Hill. I do think he's interesting in cash because I totally get it. Vegas agrees, 3.40 total, you know, obviously because the Rockies are not that good on the road, and Rich Hill could obviously have his way with them because Rich Hill is a good pitcher, but again, there's a lot of reasons why he could struggle. So he's in cash gameplay. I get it. I don't know if I'll pull the trigger, but he's certainly in cash gameplay, and he is a good tournament option too. Just got to kind of see what his ownership ends up being because I do think that is going to be interesting, and that's something I will be monitoring throughout the day. Let's talk about Tyler Anderson a little bit. He's someone I think we can target a little here. You know, mainly just some righties here and there, right? Maybe a Kike Hernandez, lefty masher Kike Hernandez, as Derek Cardi likes to call him. Totally kidding, Cardi. But yeah, I think that Kike is in play. He's been hitting lefties really well this year. Justin Turner, he's certainly viable. Matt Kemp, looking at those like power righties in the middle of the order is really where I'm looking here. Don't think this is a game I'm going crazy with, but I think that there is reason to get exposure to these guys as one-offs. All right, let's go to the last game of the day, and I think this is another, you know, cash game kind of pitcher that we'll talk about here that people are going to be considering. We had the Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Diego Padres, and Joe Musgrove is interesting here. We saw at the Padres how bad they were against the Rangers. If you believe in cold streaks, this is probably the right time to jump on, but we'll probably get trolled when they were in that 100-degree weather. The Padres were terrible, and now they'll just destroy Joe Musgrove, right? That's how it goes in DFS sometimes, but I do think Joe Musgrove is a really good cash game option today. We like right-handed pitching against the Padres, right? It's one of those things that we do a ton of, and it's in a, you know, really good ballpark, obviously, for pitchers. I think this is something that we should definitely be considering a ton here. Joe Musgrove's xFIP is at 4.47, the K percentage at 20.3%. Obviously don't love those numbers, but he's been solid this year. He's not getting hit hard a ton. The lefties is where he's had his issues, right? And what lefties are you really scared of in this lineup, right? If I pull this up, we have Jankowski, Hosmer, Spangenberg, and then Galvis. Those are the lefties you really have to worry about here. And Hosmer is the one I'm really worried about. Hopefully Musgrove just pitches around him a little bit, but I do think this is a good spot. I'm going to look to get some exposure to Musgrove. He's 15K on Fantasy Draft, 7.6 on DraftKings, and then 7.2 on FanDuel. So Musgrove on an SP2 site, I do think he is certainly in play as a cash game guy. Again, the numbers are decent. They're not amazing, but he's at least kept the ISO down enough where you're not worried about him getting like destroyed. Sure, you might not get the you know, the K upside you're looking for, but I feel like he could pull off the six innings pitched, maybe gives up one run and five strikeouts, which at that price is perfectly fine route to go with. So Musgrove, I think, is certainly in play in this nice Petco park for pitchers. Let's talk about Eric Lauer here. He is definitely a pitcher that I, you know, I've been targeting a little bit this year. I do think that this is a spot where we can get some exposure to some of these righties. The xFIP's at 4.83, K percentage at 19%, walk percentage at 10.2%, and he's struggling with the righties. The WOBA's at 382, the ISO's at 187. Do think that this is a spot where you can target him. Hard hit percentage at 41%, so I'd mainly just look at the righties, maybe with a Starling Marte, a Josh Harrison, a David Freese, Diaz, some of those guys, Jose Azuna. Really look at those righties. I don't think you have to stack it up, but I do think it's certainly you know, a fine spot to just take some guys as one-offs. That'll about wrap up the slate for you guys. Let's before we get out of here, we'll do the stack of the day. I will talk about my favorite stack, the one that I'm definitely going to be looking to target. And if you guys follow my content, you'll probably know where I'm going here. I'm going with the Los Angeles Angels. Sure, it might be quote-unquote chalky, but I do think this is a really good spot for them. They could absolutely go all off. So I like the Angels stack. I'll use them as my quote-unquote chalky stack of the day. How's that? And then I will give you my low-owned contrarian stack of the day now here. Or how about this? I won't go with the low-owned contrarian stack of the day because it's a big slate. Ownership doesn't matter as much, guys. I'll go with my my cheap stack of the day, the one that's just like a cheaper price tag. And I kind of talked about him earlier. I'm going to go back to the well. We'll go with the power White Sox bats. Hopefully they crush Gallardo here in this not-so-great Texas bullpen in this hot Texas weather. I think this could be a really, really good spot for the White Sox. So they just have really nice cheap price tags. And if you're trying to get in Jacob DeGrom or another really good expensive pitcher, say like Gerrit Cole, you know, you can just put in the White Sox with him. It'll help make it work a lot easier. So I'll give you the Angels and the White Sox are my two favorite stacks of the day, the expensive one and the cheap one. But that about wraps the slate, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll be back giving the weekend grind takes. Dan Bach will be back, I believe, on Monday to give you the daily fantasy fix. I had a fun time filling in for this week, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If you do want to ever catch my weekend grind content or when I do the daily fantasy fix on Fridays, I always tweet it out, so give me a follow on Twitter. It's at Travis Mangone, TravisMangone. It's over there, or you can you know, grab it on iTunes or wherever else you are listening. So thanks a lot for joining me, guys. I'm gonna get on out of here and make some lineups and look at the slate a little bit more. So for me, Travis Mangone, I am out of here.